of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. That music, after all these years, that pretty song by Whitney Houston still gives me a chill. And we are going to talk to somebody that had a moment in time not too long ago. We want to hear all about it. We want to welcome to KDWA Pam Onan. She is the Guinness World Record holder. She's actually tied for the most words spelled backwards in 1 minute. I can't wait to learn more about this. Pam, how the heck are you?
Well, really good, really good. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's really nice to hear yours as well. So, in full disclosure, you and I have known each other a long time. Never knew this about you. Never knew. I have sat by you at many, many a sporting event, and you've never been mouthing words backwards. Or how did this even happen?
It's weird. You know, okay, I've always loved words. I love words.
You and love then, words?
Love them.
Oh, what do you love about them?
Well, that they stay the same. I mean, You can learn to spell a word and it'll always be the same. So once you learn it, it's there. So it's like you can't take it back. It doesn't change. Well, okay, some words get added in the dictionary or whatever, but they're just fun. Some are pronounced differently than you'd expect. And so there's always something to learn about words. My sister and I used to talk like pig Latin all the time. Did you ever learn that?
Igpe Atenle.
And we were so good at it, Mo. So good. Like fluent. And then, I mean, people really couldn't understand us. We were so good at it. And then I started thinking that someone's going to really know that we're really just doing pig Latin because you keep hearing that same sound repeated and repeated. And I thought, it would be really good, like a language somebody couldn't really understand if you were to take all the same sounds and just use that. And then I thought, well, you could reverse them. So then I started thinking, well, what would a word sound like backwards and how would you spell it backwards? And that's just fun. Mo, you should try it. It's super fun.
So you actually came up with your own language then with your sister?
Well, pig Latin, she dropped me as soon as I started trying to do the backwards thing. She's like, nope, not doing that.
It's too hard. Let's get back to you. You've had a very interesting life. Tell us about yourself, please.
Scott and I got married, and we moved to Hastings in 1991. I worked for the Coke Refinery, but now Flint Hills Refinery, and Scott works in Red Wing at a power plant. And then when the kids came, I was home with the kids. And now Michael and Maria are in college. Maria is just two classes shy of being done with her four-year degree. And Michael is keeping trudging along. They're both at Duluth. And our youngest is going into 10th grade at the high school. Since then turned from engineering to math teacher. So I sub a lot in the district.
So a lot of people know you from that. And mm-hmm. Is that the same part of our brain, math and spelling backwards?
I kind of think it is. Well, because math, I mean, like, once you know the quadratic formula, okay, nobody likes it, but it doesn't change.
Okay.
Once you learn it, it's there.
How about if you've never learned it? What's the quadratic formula? What are you talking about?
Okay. So it's the formula that you use. Do you really want to know?
I sort of do.
Zeros are of a function.
Oh, so good
gravy. Of a quadratic or a second degree function. Sorry, Mo.
So that is obviously a very distinct part of your brain to be able to figure out math. But I always thought that spelling kind of fell under, you know, the English piece or the, you know, that part of the of your brain that understands that. No. Okay.
So the only my link between the math and the reading is, which I thought everybody could do this, but I can see the word in my head. And as I've been talking to people, that's not a normal thing. So I can see, like, y equals mx plus c. I can see that in my head. But so if I can see that in my head, then it's easier for me to be able to reverse it and spell a word backwards. I would never reverse the math formula. That would just be wrong. But
so you can actually see words. Do you have a photographic memory?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, so I have a short forehead. I mean, I can see a small word. But
what does that mean? What does that mean? Is that a thing? Good gravy.
So I can see, like, a word. I can't, like, if I look at a page of stuff, there's no way I could tell you what was on that page. But when I learn a new word and I see, like, when I hear someone tell me what their name is, I can remember it better if I know how it's spelled because I can see it in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have
I thought everybody could do that.
No.
Turns out, no, people can't do that. Which is part of why this whole thing is just so weird and why we never talked about it at the Fox.
I'm shocked we didn't. We have it. But, Pam, how does that then translate into, I think I'm going to learn how to spell words backwards.
So, like, if I hear people talk, like your sentence, I want to learn how to spell words backwards. So take the word learn that was in there, and we know it's L-E-A-R-N. And so then in my head, I'll say it backwards, N-R-A-E-L. Then in my head, I hear the voice of it also, N-R-A-E-L. So it's kind of auditory, you know, and a little bit visual. So, like with singing, you probably understand how things sound better. So for you, you probably already have part of it, where if you learn what things sound like, the pattern of it, N-R-A-E-L, then you could probably get it faster and faster and faster. I have this thing where it's like whenever people talk, it's like I have to find an interesting word of what they said and see if I can spell it backwards in my head, all while looking like I'm still paying attention. That's a trick.
This explains a lot of our conversations on the side of the soccer field. Pam, this is so fascinating. So I'm going to go out on a limb and tell you not everybody has this gift, but you are just finding that out now?
Yeah. Well, okay, the spelling backwards, I pretty much knew nobody did that. Seeing as though my sister dropped me as soon as I wanted to go from Pig Latin to talking backwards, she's like, no, I'm not going to do it. And I pretty much knew that the spelling backwards wasn't things that people really did, but I just like to try to do it. So that's why you don't really say anything about it, because it's stupid weird, right?
Well, no, I think that it's really fascinating and something, you know, that you're continuing to challenge your brain. That's what they say is going to keep you younger mentally, is to keep challenging your brain. And I can't think of a harder way to challenge it than what you are doing. So how did you know that there was a world record for this? Or was that something that you didn't know?
I did not know. So there came a point where I'm like, you know, I do this in my head all the time. This is really weird. I've got to be the best one because I'm the only person that I know. So then I went into the Guinness website. You can go on the Guinness website and you can search around at all the different records. So I typed in most words spelled backwards, and there it was. There was a record, which means if there is a record and you want to break it, it doesn't cost you any money to try and break a record that already exists. You have to find people who are willing to go along with your silly, crazy idea, and you just try it.
So you did just try it. Tell us about that, please.
I did. So we had to find a space. We used the Hastings Art Center, and I needed to have people that would have specific jobs. I had to have two official witnesses, and so we used Sarah Lockwood, who also let her use. She also let us use the building.
She's very trustworthy.
Oh my gosh! Yep, and the second witness was Dr. Melissa Milner.
Very trustworthy, also.
Uh huh. And so they are.
I notice I'm not on this list.
You know, I probably tried to call you and you didn't pick up. No.
So then what?
I have another one in mind. Oh, and then I had to have two timekeepers.
Oh.
Official timekeepers. They had to sign everything, and they wanted people who were really good at timing things. So we had a coach, Mr. Tom Brenny, who coaches soccer.
Oh, I love
it. And then a nurse who does timing medications, all that, Connie Kalaje. And they were able to help with the timing. And then we have to take pictures and video, and all that has to be submitted as evidence. And so Chris Nauer got called in like at the last second, and she was like, yeah, I'll do it. And like, thank you. So she took our still pictures. And then we had Kelly Rother and her daughter Carissa worked together to get the slow motion video, because for this one we're required to submit slow motion video.
What does that mean, and full motion video?
So she actually recorded it in slow motion so that when we upload it to the Guinness website, as they are looking at it and judging it, they can hear the words slower than I said them, because I had to spell them all backwards super fast.
Good gravy. So this,
right?
I can't imagine. So was it random words? Had you been practicing these words? How did that part happen?
Yep, I did practice. And Guinness says in the rules and records and recommendations, they're like, practice, practice, practice. Now, one other really important person is the reader, the person who reads the words.
Oh.
And for that, Maria Onan, my daughter, helped with that. And so she and I did practice. Now, Guinness has a word bank, and it's set. And you are required to use from their word bank.
Okay.
And you have to randomize the words. And it goes like this. There are some letters that are four letters long. And there's another bank that are six letters long. And another bank that are eight letters long.
Ugh.
So they have to all be randomized. But the reader has to read a word that's four letters, then six, then eight, and then go back to four, six, eight.
So
there has to be that pattern, but the words all have to be random.
But randomized. You're moving so fast. In your head, did you know, here comes a four-letter word?
Yeah, I knew that here comes a four, here comes a six, here comes an eight. And that helped me a little bit, because what we did, so the current record is 39.
39 words in 1 minute spelled backwards. Good gravy.
In 1 minute. And when I got that, I had spelled 41, but two were wrong. So 39 was the number correct in the 1 minute. When we just did this last attempt, Maria read 54 words.
Oh, wow.
And so that was a huge jump. And in order for us to do that, we followed the rules. She could read them one at a time. But once I started spelling them, she would read the next word while I was spelling.
Oh, my gosh.
So being familiar with what the word banks are helped me a little bit. When I heard a word, I'd be like, okay, it was supposed to be a short one. Yep, I heard that right. And then spell it, and then we go and go.
Just think of what you're doing with your brain. I mean, you're just taxing it in ways that we don't use all the time.
Yeah, it was exhausting. We got done that night, and I went like to bed.
I bet.
In November, I tried to break the existing 39. But I tied it. So that makes me a record holder, as a tie record holder for 39 words spelled backwards. But then, a few weeks ago, at the Hastings Arts Center, we tried it again. And in that one, Maria read 54 words, and I'm pretty sure. I mean, the judges, they're judging all of the evidence we uploaded from that last attempt. And I'm thinking they'll come back with probably 50. Because they're strict. That's just me guessing. But last time, yeah, they're strict. So
wow.
We'll see. So I'm thinking, well, I think we have a record. As long as they don't think I, broke any rules. They have a bunch of rules. So as long as I don't get disqualified or anything, and I don't expect it, I think Mo Hastings is going to have this all to themselves.
This is so
cool. We'll have
our record. So who are you tied with right now?
Okay, so it's a person in Iran, so I can look at my, well, with the 39, yeah, I got the certificate and everything. So I'm going to look at the certificate, and it says Yasser Akbari from Iran.
Does he know that you tried again?
I don't know. I'm not telling him.
I'm not going to tell him either. My lips are sealed, Missy. I can't believe it.
And I don't know if he knows that we even tied.
Oh, I'm sure. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I am sure. Where is the Guinness World Book of Records corporate office, or where are you sending all this stuff?
In London. So Guinness World Records is based in London. So my poor phone has had the search. I keep going in there. What time is it in London right now? Because they're looking at all my evidence, so it's all uploaded, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. So if I get an email at like 3 or 4 in the morning, it's from London. You know,
right?
Like, okay, what, you know? So
when do you think you'll hear, Pam?
You know, I'm going to guess maybe like within a week or two. I'm going to guess, because they just had sent me they were asking for new information or some other information sent in. They needed the word list again or something. So I know they're looking at it.
That's a really good sign.
I think it's a good sign.
Pam, this is pretty cool, and we are just thrilled that you told us about this. So I'm just shocked. Will you keep us in the loop, please, if in fact you find out that you are the official record holder?
Yes. Yes, I certainly will. I'll for sure let you know. But I am, if you want to get in on the next one, I'm going to try and do one that has two four-leaf clovers, and I'm going to need a lot of Hastings help on that. So you'll definitely hear about that one.
Yeah, so you want to break another world record. Tell us about that.
Well, okay, I'm keeping most of it under wraps. I need to, okay, so here's the deal. It doesn't exist yet.
Oh.
So I love collecting four-leaf clovers, and a lot like that word thing. I can just find four-leaf clovers. I don't know why. It's weird. I have a bunch of four-leaf clovers. I can't break the world record for the most number of four-leaf clovers that you have, because that's like 111,000. I'm like, I don't have that many. But if I can do something with all of the four-leaf clovers that I have that hasn't been tried before, then I think we could get another world record in Hastings.
I like the sound of this.
And so I have an idea what to do with all of the clovers, but I would definitely need help, because you have to do things within a certain time limit. It's 1 minute or 3 minutes or 1 hour. So I'm thinking it's going to be a 3-minute limit thing, or we're going to do something spectacular. But I can't tell you what.
Oh. Can you spell KDWA backwards?
AWDK.
Very good. I'm very impressed with you. And that promo is brought to you by Pam Onan, who is currently the Guinness World Record holder for the most words spelled backwards. And she actually is going to blast and hopefully shatter her own record very, very soon. We'll hear about that. Pam, this was so fascinating. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. It was really great to talk to you.
Oh, it was so fun. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone.